Oh God, there you go. I started it with a cough. Hi, it's Lloyd Davies here. I'm at the UK government bar camp today at the Google offices. Very lovely time we're having here too. And I ran a session this morning on cloud culture, on the question for me, which I'm keeping as a fairly open question at the moment, of what happens to culture when we have cloud computing. What are the implications for our culture and cultural artifacts and cultural behaviour and cultural relations that are opened up by data and information and digitised content being held and available on cloud computing based platforms. So I basically just opened the session talking about that and explaining what I was interested in. There is this big thing of the ownership of the infrastructure, and you know, for a lot of people it's very interesting to talk about, well, the idea that we're entrusting elements of our culture to large corporations or governments or large institutions. Of course, it was pointed out in the session that that's what, you know, essentially we're in the same situation with much of what we've got now, because I used the example of the film archive at the British Council that we looked at just before Christmas. Now, that's in the hands of the British Council and the BFI, who are large institutions. It's not, they have control over what happens to that content. They can show it to people or not. It's quite difficult to get at it. And it seems to me that a negotiation needs to happen with a large institution. It's the same thing as if it's on the cloud, the kind of risks that people are raising about things being in the cloud. Anyway. The conversation we had this morning ranged over lots of issues. We did talk a lot about the digitization of cultural artifacts, the digitization of photographs and of music. I tried to introduce some things about the beauty of analog recording, but was generally that was generally not what people were interested in. We talked a lot about the human experience of interacting with things, the difference between interacting with real, tangible, analog photographs or listening to a piece of music on vinyl, as compared to something that's been digitized, and the perceived lack of emotional content or engagement. We also had a big discussion about why it's important to keep everything, or that, you know, asking the question really, do we want to keep everything just because we can? And if we do that, which we seem to be doing, how do we make sense of it all? How do we curate that kind of content into things that are accessible to people and easily understood or appreciated? What happens to that process of creation, curation and criticism? And there was a lot of feeling in the room that that's the responsibility of everybody. I'm coming up to 5 minutes, so I'm going to stop there, I think, and probably come back to this in a minute. But that was the first bit of it, first bit of the conversation we had about cloud culture at the UK government bar camp today. What day is it? 23rd of January, 2010. Bye for now.